an incredible campaign, but I suppose of all the games you've played, the game against Crossmaglen is probably the one that gave the players the most confidence to go forward.
Possibly, yeah. It was a great result. Funny, the Dromore game, I felt, was a huge boost to get or to beat it. Again, we're looking forward to the Ulster final, but going back as far as that was a really difficult game against a really good team that we fought to the very end when it was looking bad. I think that was a massive confidence boost. Cross, obviously, to be able to beat one of the best teams in Ireland over the last 10 years is also a massive lift for them, especially the younger lads.
Each game is different and requires a different type of preparation. You set yourself up differently for each opposition. When you come into Ulster, it's difficult to do that because you don't know much about the opposition. You maybe knew a bit more about Crossmaglen because they've been around for so long, but St Junan's, it must have been difficult to set up against them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. A 5-week break. So you know what way they're going to play. They play the same way no matter who they're playing. They don't change for anyone. So you know what to be expected. But once that game was over, it was a matter of running around the country trying to get DVDs sourcing. The first 4 or 5 days is a real panic looking for DVDs. But we were lucky enough that we seen St Union's against Rosslea. It was the week after our Cross game. So we got a chance to look at them in the flesh, which wasn't the case with Slackneil, hasn't been, and it's the same for them. They wouldn't have had a chance to see them either. So both teams are relying on DVDs, which is good, but it's not ideal.
What you do know about Slackneil is that they may not be that prolific in front of goal, but they've conceded very little. I think it's about 8 points per game on average, so they're going to be a very difficult team to break down.
Yeah, they obviously worked very hard on their defence and their defensive system, and results have proven that they're very good at it. So it's going to be a real dogfight. It's going to be probably a low-scoring game, and the team who sticks at it to the end and takes their time and is patient will probably win the game.
From Mickey Moran's point of view, he'd probably feel that if he can keep Ronan O'Neill quiet, then he has a good chance of winning the game. But that gives you the opportunity to call other young fellas into the picture, and somebody else might step up and do the job for you.
Yeah, I don't imagine that Ronan will get that much extra attention. Slackneil have, as I say, that they have their defensive system fairly well worked out, and I don't imagine it makes much difference who, for example, McManus with Clontarbert the last day was fairly ineffective. Well, maybe ineffective is the wrong word, but he didn't play as well as maybe Clontarbert needed him to play. And I would say purely because of the way Slackneil defend in numbers. And if it's 1v1, then the attackers have a chance, but if it's 2 and 3v1, then it certainly nullifies their odds of it.
You've been winning a lot of your games by late surges and very late scores, but I think in this game it's probably important that you get off to a strong start.
Yeah, again, because scores will be so hard to come by, it will be difficult if you do go 4 or 5 scores behind. So I don't imagine either team will run away with it, to be honest. I think it'll be a tight game from start to finish, a battle of wills maybe.
You took over at the start of this year, Larry, and it was a clean slate in many ways, but you couldn't have imagined how the season would take this course.
No, I'd be telling lies if I said I expected to get to an Ulster final. To be honest with you, I didn't even take a look at Ulster. It wasn't an issue. Winning the Tyrone Championship was everything and was the be-all and end-all, and whenever that happened, it really was only then that you looked forward to see who was next. But it's a different mindset, and now in Ulster, there's with the expectation within the club to win the Tyrone title, and people talking about all these young lads, and maybe there's a lot of talk. Obviously, this has been well worn now about not having the heart for the battle. Once they did win that, it was like the pressure was off. There's always players put pressure upon themselves to play well, no matter who they're playing. But there really is a much easier feel about things now that they've won something. Well, St Union's and Cross, I suppose we played better football than we probably had played in the Tyrone Championship. Maybe that's the case. There's also the case, though, I find that when you're preparing for the Tyrone Championship, it's all hurried. You're trying to get lads into good shape fitness-wise. You're trying to work on the way you're playing. You have a league game maybe thrown in there as well. Whereas once the county title is finished, you have your break. with one objective at the end of it, and that's the Ulster Club game, and then you have another break, and there's nothing. All you do is prepare for each game. There's no other issues, which definitely does help your football and does help the camaraderie thing. It's definitely the more you play, obviously, the better it goes. The record of Tyrone clubs in Ulster is well heralded. It's terrible, and it's amazing because you look at the quality of some of the clubs there. It's very strange, and maybe it's got to do with the lack of preparation that they've been allowed in recent years. Maybe it's to do with the fact that the Tyrone Championship is so hard to win that it does feel like the be all and end all when you want it, but I don't know. But it's an amazing opportunity, because next year you could be drawn against, I don't know, maybe Errigal, Dromore, Clonoe in the first round. Tyrone could have had a good run. You could be missing your county lads for a big period of that stage. You could have picked up a couple of injuries, and it's all over. So you don't know. You'd like to think that you could be back here next year, but there's every possibility that this could be the only time.
So you must seize the moment, Larry, is what you're saying?
Yeah, without a doubt. These opportunities are possibly few and far between, especially here in Tyrone. So.